We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive, and joining us in our studio, One Bills Drive, Bills linebacker Keith Rivers. Thanks very much for coming by, Keith. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You got a good look at the new locker room today, the new AdPro Training Center locker room for the players. What'd you think?
It's great. I mean, it's better than anything I've ever seen.
Really? Better than any colleges you've been at?
I think so, yeah.
For the last few years, it always struck me, and the old locker room was sort of Spartan. I don't know if you saw that when in your time here as a free agent, right? You were kind of working out of the stadium locker room during your free agent workouts.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it previously.
Because I always thought, how are you going to get free agents to come here with a locker room that looks like this? Obviously, that was not a factor in your decision to come here, what the practice locker room looked like.
No, not at all.
What about this locker room? Is that the kind of thing that would get players' attention, would you think, or?
I think so. I mean, you know, guys want to be comfortable and, enjoy their workspace.
And there certainly is, it's kind of a different sort of a setup to that room. You're in a group with a bunch of other linebackers. It seems like it kind of encourages guys to kind of get together in groups with the little lounge areas in there.
Yeah, definitely. Everything's it's not separated completely where you can't see anybody, but
right.
It's great where guys can really in their groups get closer together as far as talking, you know, after meetings, et cetera.
Keith, your first look at the locker room today, your first look at a game as a home player at Ralph Wilson Stadium on Saturday afternoon. What did you think?
It's a great experience, man. You know, Bills Mafia, great fans. New look, new improvements to the stadium. It's awesome. Excited to play in it during the season.
And the fans were into it, especially what you guys were doing on defense. You must have heard as much as they weren't happy with the offensive side of the ball. They really liked what was going on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, it was great to to see the fans for the first time as for the Bills. We got to get the whole thing going so we can hear it on both sides.
Yeah. Tell me about your game against Tampa Bay. It seemed like maybe more than any of the first three or four preseason games, you were really flying around the field trying to make plays Saturday.
Listen to the coaching. You know, Coach Bug's doing a great job getting me to shoot some gaps. So excited about that and just did what my coach told me to do.
Coach Marone mentioned that he thought it was the most aggressive that he'd seen you play since you've been with the Bills. Did you feel like that going in? Was that your plan going into that game?
Your plan's always that. I hadn't had much action in the previous games and as far as, you know, stuff coming in my way. But, you know, this when it did, I was able to shoot some stuff.
They've got you mostly on the strong side, right? Linebacker spot on the strong side? Or
Playing both.
Both sides?
Yeah.
What are you most comfortable at? Like, what role on the defense are you most comfortable at over the time you've spent in the league so far?
I adapt, you know, so whatever role they want to put me in, you know, I'm a team player and I want to help any way I can.
In this game, this Bucs game on Saturday, I think the number was 2.6 yards per rushing attempt for Tampa Bay's against the Bills' first team defense. You can win a lot of games playing defense like that, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and after looking at the film, there's definitely still a lot of room for improvement. So,
what would you like to improve on?
There's some runs that shouldn't have got as much as they got, and you know, just for me personally, just my angles a little bit, making better angles to the ball.
You playing behind a pretty talented defensive line. With your time with the Bengals or with the Giants, have you played behind, you know, a better defensive line than you have here in Buffalo?
I can't say that I have. You know, you got, you know, such great players. I've, you know, played with some great players up in New York and then in Cincinnati as well. But I don't think across the board as many, you know, like Pro Bowl guys as you got here.
And you're playing without one of them last Saturday with Kyle Williams on the sideline. So it's good to see other guys, Corbin Bryant in this case, step in and play pretty well, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Tell me about the overall scheme of this defense. When Jim Schwartz was brought in, one of the things they had to do was to shore up the run defense. So how has he done that? What's the focus been in the training camp so far?
Just everybody being accountable and everybody being where they're supposed to be. Big thing, do your job.
And when it's one thing to draw that up on the board, but how many reps has it taken? You've had a long training camp to get to the point where everybody knows what their job is and knows what their role is.
We're still getting there. And, we had a long training camp, so we had a lot of reps to work on things. But, you know, we're still working on those things and still getting better.
Longest training camp you've been involved in since you've been in the league?
I have to say so, yeah.
What did you think of that? I mean, there's circumstances with the stadium and the training center being reconstructed, but did you get the sense that it kind of wore this team out a little bit or no?
No, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we're football players and, you know, there's a quote, I'm a fighter, I fight where I'm told. So, you know, I can't control how long training camp is, but I can control my attitude and how I go about to work, go to work every day.
Tell me about Coach Puckett, who's new to us here in Buffalo this year. What does he bring to your room, to your meeting room, and what does he bring out on the field for you, too?
A ton of years of experience. You know, great coach. He's been with some great run defenses, and, you know, he's just all-around great guy as well as a great coach.
And what about Coach Schwartz? Do you have much direct contact with him in your linebacker group, or is that kind of come through Puckett, what he wants you to do?
Schwartz is interactive with us as well. You know, great coach as well, and you know, does a great job of explaining us exactly how he wants us to get it done. And you know, it's been exciting thus far playing under him.
We've got this game coming up on Thursday against the Detroit Lions. Typically, starters like yourself wouldn't play a lot. Do you feel a need to play much at all in this game Thursday night?
I mean, you know, I've played a lot, and I've played a little in these games, and you know, it's always good to get a nice little. A nice little run around before the actual bullets start coming out.
And what do you need to do over these next now 13 days to get ready to play a regular season game? What do you personally need to feel like over these next 13 days?
Just make sure you're keeping your wind up, and you know, doing a little extra after practice and preparing, getting your little nuances of the defense and footwork and et cetera. Just working on the little things.
Keith, has this gone the way you thought it would so far since you signed the free agent contract here? Do you feel like this is what you signed up for and you feel pretty good about where the team's headed?
Yeah, it's been great, man. I'm excited about it. I think we had a really good team, and you know, we just got to continue to work together toward the goal.
When do you start looking at the Bears, or have you already started doing that?
Briefly, a little bit, you know, start to implement it, start to look at them a little bit more and more each day.
I noticed in the locker room today the Bears preseason game against Seattle was up, which got a couple guys' attention, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I think myself, I was walking out of the locker room to come talk to you, and I stopped for a second and looking, kind of seeing what they were doing a little bit.
Keith, best of luck to you. Thanks for coming by here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.